As part of her visit to Illiamna, Gina McCarthy participated in a public meeting that featured well over 50 people. One of those in attendance Tuesday afternoon was Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation CEO Norm Van Vactor.
The sentiment in that community was mixed. Dillingham was obviously fairly strongly to, you know, one side of the issue. The sentiment in Illiamna was mixed. But that said, at the end of the day, people were very cordial, were considerate of each other, and I think Bristol Bay did itself proud.
As Van Vactor noted, the public meeting in Dillingham featured almost unanimous public support for the EPA stepping in and providing protections for the natural environment from the possible negative impacts that could come from large-scale mining in the region. The meeting in Illiamna reportedly featured testimony on both sides of the issue. Mike Ewalls, a spokesman for the Pebble Limited Partnership, he says many of those working on the Pebble Mine project showed their support for the project during Tuesday's meeting with the EPA administrator.
For those who have been to Pebble, they know that we all wear reflective vests, and there's quite a few orange vests throughout the audience, kind of a visible demonstration of people who are benefiting from the employment here, and several wanted to convey that to the administrator that they like the jobs that they have and want to know more about a potential project or development going forward, and encourage her not to preemptively preclude that opportunity.
At issue is a request by several tribal and fishing groups for the EPA to step in and use its authority to stop development of the controversial Pebble Mine before the permitting process gets started. The EPA is in the process of finalizing the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment, which the agency says will be used to inform its future decision-making about the issue. The EPA hopes to have the assessment completed by the end of this year. Heatwall says the project supporters who spoke to the EPA administrator on Tuesday had three messages to pass along.
One, of course, was around our problems or concerns with the watershed assessment, and to not preemptively exercise that veto authority under the Clean Water Act and allow us to bring forward a project and get into the permitting process. The second, of course, is our commitment to coexist with the important fishery resource in Southwest Alaska. And last, wanted to convey the breadth of our environmental studies program and how that ultimately feeds into our planning process. We've put a lot of time and investment into that study program, and it's an important aspect of what we're doing here.
As part of her visit to Illiamna, Gina McCarthy was escorted around the mine site by Pebble Limited Partnership CEO John Shively. Heatwall suggests that Shively clarified the planned timeline for the EPA administrator during her visit.
John conveyed our intent to want to be in permitting by the end of this year, as we've stated publicly, and we still believe we're on track for that.
Tuesday's visit by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy was the second such visit by an EPA administrator to the region. McCarthy's predecessor, Lisa Jackson, visited the region in 2010. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.